And there is, that's not Dama Nefesh. Ki Koma Rav, that there is a Chiyuv Kores. And Kores there is only for Dama Nefesh, the Osoim Alme, the dam that is gushed into the lake as a result of Shchita, that's real Dama Nefesh. So in other words, so just the reverse. So according to the Rif and the Rosh, and the Yireim and the Smak, there are two types of dam. Dam in the Halal Leif, Dam Akonus and Dam Animsham is a Shchita. But according to the Rif and the Rosh, so Dam Hakonus, there is Kores. Dam Animsham is a Shchita, there is no Kores. Just the Leif say. And according to the Yireim and the Smak, just the opposite. That Dama Konus Misichalei, there is no Kores, and Dama Nimsham Shashrite, that's the real Dama Nefesh, there is Kores. Rashi and Teisves and Rashbo, they have the same Girse as the Yirei and the Smag, that's our Girse, but they don't distinguish between two types of Dam. And they say that any Dam, Bien, any visible Dam, in contrast to dam bolua b'seich psarali, so any visible dam, any dam bien that is in the, that can be found in the halal aleif, web so has a din of dam nefesh, and there is a chiyuv kores. Doesn't make any difference. I mean, dam nimshav shashchite or dam akonus, there is no difference. So how, and they have the girse of the yireim and the smag, that's our girse. Now here the Gemara says kikotonin chayov melov al dam delay. Kikom Arav, the Oselei Mealme. So Rashi explains it as follows. Dam delay. Kikotone Hayov Melofal Dam delay. So there is no chorus. Dam Hanivla Bipsaraleid. Kisho Dam Hanivla Bivor. In other words, so Dam delay doesn't mean, as the Yireim and the Smak say, the Dam Bien that is found in the Halal Aleiv all the time that is called the Zich Aleiv. No, it means the Dama Bolua B'Zich Psar Aleiv, in the tissue of the Aleiv. So that's not Dama Nefesh. So if Pirech, once it is Pirech, so it is also like every other Dami Vorim Shepirech. What difference does it make where it's Bolua? Whether it's Bolua in the hand, in the leg, or it's Bolua. Or it's Bolua in the Psar Aleiv. Ki kom arav, that is chayiv kores, the osel imalme. So osel imalme doesn't mean dafke the dam that is nimshach into the halal leib shashchite, that is gushed into the halal leib shashchite. It means the dam bien that can be found in the halal leib. That's the shita of Rashi and Teisves and Rashi and probably most Rashi. So in other words, according to the Rif and the Rosh and the Yireim and the Smag, there are two types of dam. The dam akonus, two types of dam bein in the halal leiv, the dam akonu b'sich aleiv and the dam animshav b'sich hashchite, that is gushed into the halal leiv as a result of shchite. But the machleki between the Rif and the Rosh on one end and the Yireim and the Smag on the other end consists in the fact that whereas according to the Rif and the Rosh, so the dam that is konu b'sich aleiv, there is kores, and dam animshav b'sich hashchite, there is just the laces and no kores, and according to Yireim and the Smag, just the reverse. And the Rashi and Teisves and the Rashbo, they have the same gears as the Yireim and the Smag, but they explain it differently. In other words, dam delay means dam abolua in the psarale, so there is no chorus. And dam the osen alme means the dam that always comes into the halale, that is pumped into the halale. So any dam that can be found in the halale, whether it was konus before shchite or it was gushed into the halal leiv as a result of shchite, so any dam ben in the halal leiv, there is a chiyuv kores according to Rashi Teisves. Now the Primigodim says that he is midayik from the loshon of the two halayv miskabit adam b'seichei b'shashchite. So in other words, that he did not like the Rosh. I mean, one would expect that he would agree with the Rosh. So if he had agreed with the Rosh, he should say it. I mean, there are two types of dam. He doesn't say anything. He says, Halev miskabit adam b'seichei b'shashchite. So memele, any dam in the leiv, whether it came in as a result of shchite or not, so has it in of dam anefesh. And there is cause. All right. Halev miskabit adam b'seichei b'shashchite. Lifichoch tzorach likeirei keidem elicheh. ולהיצי דומי ולמלכי החקי. מולכי ולקורי קירי אחר מלחוסי. ומותר. So that's the mission. דף קופטס. אבל פי שנים לך מדם שבשכת. תחיבי לקח פלטי. ביקוסו ורמב״ם ואפילו אם בישלו ולקורי קירי החקי ומותר. So that's the Rambam שם. In other words, the Rambam, when the Gemara tries to be patient from this Mishnah, Kirei la'acha b'shulei, that kibili kach b'iltei, so the Gemara is matcheder. The here is because shana leiv d'shiye, shana leiv d'shiye. So many of the Shainim say that it's only b'derach t'chir ba'alme, but ali b'de'emes. So this aloche of Kirei la'acha b'shulei is based upon kibili kach b'iltei. Mimele, it has to be limited only to tzliye, not to Bishul Mamesh, and Bishulei in the Mishneh and in the Braise means Sliye, not Negdeiro, not Bishul Negdeiro. But the Rambam holds, no, that Bishul means Bishul Mamesh in Negdeiro, and still there is no Bliye, even Begdeiro. Why? Because the tissue of the leiv is relatively smooth. Alright, there's a Rambam sheet. But all the other Rishenim are chilek. However, the Ramban sheet is, and there are a number of Rishenim who agree with the sheet of the Ramban, that Bishul means only Tzliye, not Bishul Bigdehre, and the reason as to why it's Kiryu Lacha Bishule is because vis-a-vis Tzliye, so the smoothness, the relative smoothness of the leiv, of the tissue of the leiv, is effective. And because of that, there is no bliye, al di tzliye. But al di bishul, even though it is relatively smooth, that doesn't mean that there are no pores at all. I mean, every tissue has certain kind of pores. So memele, al di bishul bigdeire, so there is bliye al di bishul bigdeire. But because of shana leiv di shiye, so there is no bliye al di tzliye, but al di bishul there is. And then, but the Ramban agrees with the Rambam, that this is not only derech t'chir ba'alme, but that's alibed emes. The reason is why it's kirei lacha b'shulei is because shana leiv d'shiye. So it's not based upon kibeli kach b'ilti. However, most rishenim, most poskim, they hold that it is based at alibed em maskon of Gemara, that we do say kibeli kach b'ilti. So this aloche of loy korei kidim b'shulei kirei lacha b'shulei, so it's based upon kibeli kach b'ilti, not upon shana leiv d'shiye. Shana leiv d'shiye. But kibelei kach peilte, kibelei kach peilte. So, but the question is, and then there is a machlikas aposki. But how can we apply the principle of kibelei kach peilte? Kibelei kach peilte applies only to dam pleite, not to dam behen. So there is a machlikas aposki about that too. So some say that this is a din of dam pleite. Why? Because the dam aleiv, dam that is nimtzo b'sichal aleiv, is nisyabish, dries up. So memele, it has a din of dam plate. So it has a din of dam plate because it's nisyabish b'sichlole. It's nisyabish b'sichlole. And other rishonim say that why does it have a din, the dam that is nimtzo b'sichal aleiv? Why does it have a din of dam plate and not dam ben? Because of leiv d'shiye. So, enoch nami, it's based upon kibeli kach b'ilti, but the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv makes it into dam plating. So in other words, since it's relatively smooth, so memele the viscous, thick drops of blood cannot be absorbed by the tissue of the leiv. But what droplets of blood can be absorbed? Only the most thin droplets. So memele, that's dam plate. What's the difference between dam ben and dam plate? Because dam ben is relatively viscous and thick, and dam plate is relatively thin. So what's the afkemine between these two shites? Whether we say that so all poskim say that the dam hanimtzom sechalal leiv has a din of dam plate, not of dam ben. Some base it upon the fact that it's Shabbish b'sichal aleiv, and some base it upon the fact because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv. The nafkemine is when you are meleach the leiv together with adach tichas bosom. If we say that it has a din of dam plate, because that dam is nisyabish b'seichei, and because of that it's relatively thin. So not only doesn't it aser the leiv itself, but it doesn't aser, it doesn't even aser the bosor with which it was nimlach together, because it has a din of dam pleite, not only vis-a-vis the leiv itself, but it has a din of dam pleite vis-a-vis adach tiches bosor that are nimlach together. Masha'inken, if we say that the reason as to why it has a dam plate, you know, a status of dam plate, not of dam ben, is because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv. So then we have to come to the conclusion that only vis-a-vis the leiv itself it has a din of dam plate, because the tissue of the leiv, on account of the relative smoothness of it, so it cannot absorb. So, I mean, it does absorb, but if it does absorb, so it is pellet again. Masha'in came vis-a-vis the adach tiches bosor that are nimlach together. So then we cannot apply the principle of kibbeli kachbilti. Well, these two shittes are mentioned by the Rambam. We went over. All right. So he says, molchev lekorek yach molosin muta, afal pishe nimlach madam shebesechei, tichibbeli kachbilti. Because of the Rambam, afilo in bishlev lekorek yach achakenu muta. V'rabbi tam pireish, the afal pi, דישונת על מידה שאני לא יבדי שיהיה פירש ונבליה ומותה אפילו אם בישלה בלי קריאה למסכונה לי קויה אחרי לפי חוך אם בישלה בלי קריאה עושה ואין לה תירה יהיה לו בקריאה שחץ לי עושה אין בישל מין סלי הדף כשימצא לי לי קורא קריאה אחר כך ואפילו לדבר הרמב״ם אם בישלה עם הבוסה בלי קריאה איסר הבוסה זה הרמב״ם שיטה איזה if he was מבשל the leave in the day or by itself so the leave doesn't become osa because it's very smooth it doesn't absorb ביצור שישים כנגד הלב, וידינו כמה נופק מי, ויש אמרים שאם הלב דובוק בעיב, שכולי נעשה נבלו, ביצור שישים כנגד כל עיב. Why? Because of תיכה נעשה נבלו, it's a ניסה דובוק, of תיכה נעשה נבלו. And the Torah says, ולא נהירה, because the Torah לשיטו say, he passes like having a frame in Bosa Becholo of Ntaruves, that the whole aloche of תיכה נעשה נבלו, is applies only to Bosa Becholo, it doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, so Mele, there is no basis for the whole concept of Isadov. V'yesh emrim shimoeiv minutach linsochim v'alei v'achod mehem sheyesh lochush shemoeisach ticha nisharo levado b'reitev v'nesro v'yiseres ha'acheres v'loi nire. Now this, according to the Taz, is the reason as to why we say that Isadovuk, so it's ticha nasis nevele. Why? Because if it's an Isadovuk, so we are afraid, maybe in the course of the cooking process, so that chatiche, that is dovuk, so was buoyed up, and for a moment it was by itself, not together with other chatiches, so memela at that time it gave a turn in the whole chatiche. Let's say there is a chatiche, let's say a kidney that has the chilev, hakloyis, dovuk to it, and suppose there is no membrane that is between, that is intervenes between the cloyes and the chilev. So then the whole cloyes, the whole kidney is considered nisadovuk. So according to the Taz, that's the reason as to why we say nisadovuk. We apply the aloche of tichanas nevele, even though that was cooked together with other tiches, because we are afraid, maybe in the course of the bishul process, So this isadovuk, this chtichas kloyis, to which the chilev is attached, maybe it was buoyed up for one moment above the level of the reitev, and at that moment it was nisbashel by itself, and the chilev gave a tam of chilev in the kloyis. Then it was pushed down. So even if we don't say chtichanas nevele, but we say actually say chtei osea, so that chaticha remains osea. So that's the reason, according to the Taz, as to why we say that isadovuk is osea. But the Torah says v'lo inire, v'lo menoches l'ze, because the Torah shita is that by showing surim the whole aloche of chtichanas nevele doesn't apply, and we are not chen sheish maybe in the course of the bishul process, so this chtiche to which the isar is dovuk was buoyed up and it was nisbashel for a moment or two by itself, and it gave a tam, and the isar gave a tam in the chtiche that is dovuk to it. We're not chayishish for it. All right. ושמעתי מדינו ואורו זל שיום מקובל שאיני אפשר יהיה בשישים גרעים. All right. Now we went over the Mechaber and Ramo. Let's start. Now the Taz. הלב מסקבית ושיחה בשעשכית על נפירצוח ופורי קדם הליכה ולצידום יום מולכה הרקח ויוס מותר אפילו לבשלי ויש מחמירים לבשלי רק תלניס הטעם שמו יבשלו בלו יקרה but that's not something that is mentioned in the Gemara it's not in the Gemara וחוסב על זה בדרכי מי שאח שמעיתי ברבים שמקילים ונהגים לבשלי אחר המליכה וכן כוסב משל לא אוכל בזו שאם זה ירזו בתלמוד ולא יבגנים so we cannot make our own זרס alright מולכי וליקורי, תירי אחר מלוחוסי, הוא מותר, אף על פי שנמלך עם אדם שבשיחד יחבי לקח פילטי. והוא הדין, in other words, that except for the Rambam, and the Rambam, so the whole הלוכה of תירי לאחר בשולה is based upon the principle of יחבי לקח פילטי. So he says, so מולכי וליקורי, תירי אחר מלוחוסי, הוא מותר, אף על פי שנמלך אדם שיחד יחבי לקח פילטי. סיב בייס, נטז, תירי אחר מלוחוסי, והגוי שערי דורי בשם הרי, That's Rabbi Yisroel, but the Baal Tumas Hadeshet, Shomati Lahakshis, Hole Amrino Kibili Kachpiltel Gam Tamplete. So how can we apply in respect to the Dam Hanimtso Bizechalal Aleiv, that's real Dam Ben, that's the Dam Ben for which there is a Chiyuv Kores. So how can we apply the principle of Kibili Kachpiltel, which is limited only to Dam Plete, not to Dam Ben? ולוי גבי דם בן, ודם הלב הווה כדם צולו, ויש לי אשיב קצת. דרכיבן די דרך הדם של לב, להסייע בשתי חלולי, מה שזוב הווה כדם פליטי. ופי זה צורך לימר, די גם במליכם מסייע בש, ודרך קצת עד כאן לשם. So this is what the Thomas Adeshen says, that the reason as to why it has a status of דם פליטי, is because the דרך הדם של הלב is to be מסייע בשתי חלולי. So whatever is absorbed are only represent only the thinned out droplets of dam. So Mimil, it has a status of dam plate. I mean, why is dam plate distinguished from dam ben? Because dam ben is relatively thick and viscous. Dam plate is relatively thin. So since dam is nisyabish, dam alev is nisyabish, so whatever is of, have it done plate, because it's thin. All right. Now, according to that time, to the Thomas Adeshen's time, so it doesn't make any difference whether we consider the dam halev in connection with the lev itself or in connection with adach teres basa, because whatever is absorbed is relatively thin, has a din of dam plate. All right. Aval in bishle. Vladim tzolui kosh, yigel et losim uta. Aval in bishle glitri osem. In other words, it's not like the Rambam Shite, that even if he cooked it nigdeo, in Mai, so it's still mutal, because shana lei vishie. We don't pass like the Rambam. Aval bishle, deloi ke Rambam, so the Taz says in Siv Gimel, deloi ke Rambam, the posik lahatel mikeyachatiros bigmore in psochim, shana lei vishie vlipo. All right. Aber ein bisschen die Kriege, außer als ich hier Samach kenne ich alle hin. Du ja, die nun kamen noch mit mir. Was viele bin ich hier Samach, alle was mir außer. Das ist was Ramos says. But the Mechaber doesn't agree with it. According to Mechaber, if there is Samach kenne ich alle hin, so then even the Leiv is Mutter. Even the Leiv is Mutter. All right, but Ramos says, Ramos Paskins, like the Charidure and the Marie, that even if there is Samach, כנגד הלב שנסבשל בגדי רו, but the lev remains us. כנגד הלב, because of it is חטוס כלל נזיין, ותרס חטוס כלל נזיין, ודלוי כשארי דורי, שכוסף נגד דם הלב לחוט. נראו שאת תרס חטוס דרמוין, תרס חטוס says, that we would, if the lev was נסבשל, in הגדי רו, in my, together with other tiches, so then we require שישי. So we require, the question arises, Shishim neged the volume of dam that is contained in the leiv, or shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv, including, you know, the tissue itself of the leiv. So the Teres Chato says that we require shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv, and the Shari Dure says no, we only require shishim neged the quantity of dam that is contained in the leiv. That's much less than the whole volume of the leiv. Right. ומשל עושה פשורה ביניהם. תיאטו מיירה שלונים לחלי, עדיין. Because that's the tools lotion. That if the leaf was nisbashel in a tear with adach tichas boso, we require shishim, they get the whole volume of the leaf. So the mashal says, the two, and the Sharidure says only shishim neged, the quantity of blood contained in the lay. So the mashal makes a pshat. He says, with the two has reference to the case where the lay was not salted. So mimele, besides the dambien that is contained in the halal lay, there is an unknown quantity of dam contained in the psar, in the definale. Now, who knows how much, you see, so the volume of the dam, the exact quantity of dam contained within the halal aleiv, this is determinable, that you can find out. But how can you find out the exact quantity of dam that is belua in the tissue of the aleiv? That's an unknown. So mamele, since it's an unknown, so mamele, we have to take the maximum. So what is the maximum? The volume of the lave. I mean, it couldn't contain in the deifne halave more than the volume of the lave itself. So in other words, so the mashal says that both are correct. In other words, the tool that says that you require shishim neged the whole lave has reference to a case where the lave was not nimlach. So then we have to consider the dama belua b'sir deifne halave too. And since we don't know, we have to take the maximum. Mashenke the Sharidure is reference to the case or where the lave was nimlach. So memele, we don't have to worry about dama bolua b'sir deifne aleiv. We only have to be concerned with the dam ben that is contained in the halal aleiv. This is determinable. This is what he said. Shalosh v'shemi. That two ma'ar shalom lachalim adayin akor tzor sam nekor aleiv. Avol Sharidure ma'ar shenimlach. Ve'in shom rak dam akonus. Uboze in shayach. לא ידינו כמה נופר בני, ודבור אבניר עם ניקה, בפירוש דברי הטור. די מייר, the shach is חלק על התאז. And the shach says that this is not the pshat in the tour. All right. So he says, but ודבור אבניר עם ניקה, בפירוש דברי הטור. In other words, that when does the tour require shishim, נגד the whole lay, only if the lay was not nimlach. But if the lay was nimlach, so it said then, all the dam, habalua, was extracted, and we are only concerned with the dam ben hakonus b'sichalilalai. So that is determined. That is determinable. Udvorim nirinika b'firi divato dimai rato b'nimlach in shayach limal yadinon kamenov b'gminei. That you just can measure. You just open up the lave and you measure the exact quantity. The exact quantity of dam contained in halalai. So because of it, mashal. די מופשטו אבוס ונמלח עם הלב ונסבע של כך לא ימרינון דה וסמך נגד המלב. Even though it's mentioned by the Tur and by the Mechaber that the average of has shishim neged the dam alev, neged alev, neged the dam alev, so that's only if the of is intact. Mashain came if all the air, the skin of the avos, of the goose, was taken off, so then we cannot be sure that an avos of which the air was nifshat is so heshishim negedoi. The move of the avos nimlach alev nisbashel kach lamrin alesanach neged alev. The heshat sheim beisamech, afilu neged adam alev. V'nired le maize yesh lahachmir kedas ramo. Even though he likes the shita of the he commends the shita of the marshal that says it all depends whether the leaf was nimlach or not, and if the leaf was nimlach, then we don't require shishim neged the whole volume of the leaf, but just shishim neged the quantity of blood that we found to be contained in the halal leaf. That's only theoretical level. But Limaise, he says, we should be machmir like the Ramo, that in all situations we should require shishim neged the whole volume of the leif. Limaise yesh lahachmir, kidas Ramo latzach samech neged kol haleif, b'chol gavne. V'rayim mashikosof maril, etakti v'sef simeze, do yonim lach, v'nizbashel afalochi itzach samech neged kol haleif, u'miyokil negdei shu godl shebachim. So in other words, so the Taz agrees, on a theoretical level, he agrees with the Mashal. And the Pshat in the Tur is, when does the Tur require Shishim Neged, the whole volume of the Leiv, only if it wasn't Nimlach. But if it was Nimlach, it doesn't require the Taz. But the Shach disagrees with that Pshat in the Tur. But even the Taz, who agrees with the Shita of the Mashal, we might say he doesn't paskin like the Mashal. He paskins like Dramo. We might say. Alright. Halei Vatzmi Osa. Vafilo Bidike Samech Halei Vatzmi Osa. Why? The Dam Shebeleiv Misyavish Visech. King Kosov Agoy Sharidor. So why do we say that even with the Rishishim? So of course the Mechaba Shita is that even the Rishishim, so even the Leiv is Mutah. But the Ramo paskins. There are more paskins that the leiv is osa, even if there is shishim in the other hatiches, in the gdere. Now, so the Taz says, why is it osa? The dam sheb leiv misyab imzich. Now the levush, in Siman Ayin Beis, the Shach mentions the levush. So he says the reason is why, he also paskins like the Ramo, that haleiv atzvi osa, but he says it's osa because of tichanasis nevele, because the leiv itself is certainly an isadovuk, because the dam that is contained, that is balua, biseich divne aleiv, is certainly so is dovuk. So that tissue, that leiv, is dovuk to the dam. So on the basis of the principle of dovuk, of isadovuk. Now but the Taz doesn't explain it on the basis of isadovuk. So the Shah doesn't explain the Ramo on the basis of his Adovok either. Now the question is, Ramo does pasken that Tichanas Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim, and the Ramo does pasken the Aloch of his Adovok. Why can the Taz and the Shah both explain this Aloch by the Ramo that Afilu Bidike Samech Halivatz Mioser on the basis of his Adovok? So as the Libush says, so the Shah points out, that here it's not Shayach to say Isha Dovuk. So he says, the linyan ze mehane shiose, the leiv lamrinon di mivayal ev leyatve. So in other words, he says, why is Isha Dovuk? Why is Isha Dovuk considered as a chticha di nivele, chticha di isoe? Why? Because the chticha that is Dovuk to the isa, so absorbs the Yisea first, and then later on, gradually in the course of the process of cooking, so it spreads out. But at first, it is absorbed by the Yisea Dovuk, by the Chticha Advukol Yisea. So that's the reason, that's the rationale of Yisea Dovuk. But here it's not Chayach, that the leiv absorbs the dam first, before everything else, because the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv is a fact. I mean, it's a mitzies. No one is chelik on it. No one is chelik on it. So even most Rishenim who say that according to Maskone of the Gemore, the whole aloche im likore kidin bishule kir lacha bishule is based upon kibili kach beutei, so they hold that leiv, the relative smoothness by itself, does not prevent the leiv from absorbing. It still is capable of absorbing because it still has pores, very slight pores, but it still has pores. But this is a fact that the tissue of the leiv is relatively smooth. So mimele, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, so the leiv does not absorb the dam leiv any sooner than the other chtiches in the gdere. Because true, it's closer, it's dovuk to the dam. But the other chtiches that are not so close, but they have bigger pores. So mimele, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, the leiv does not absorb the dam leiv any sooner than the other chtiches absorb the dam. So mimele, there is no reason as to why we should say that the leiv is a chticha d'isoe. This is the reason as to why the shach doesn't explain the Ramo, but if you look at the Kesama, on the basis of Isadavuk, of Tichanas Nevela, as the Levush does. Now, apparently the Levush is chilek on the Shach, and he holds, it's Machlekes and Mitzies, that in spite of the relative smoothness of the leiv, still still the leiv absorbs the dam leiv before the other tiches absorb the dam leiv. All right. Now the question is, all right. So the shach we understand as to why the shach as to why he doesn't explain it on the basis of Isadok, because according to the shach. The whole reason is why Isadovuk is Oser and Nitzichtich and Isure, and we require Shishim Neged Isadovuk, is because of the fact that the Isadovuk is Beleya, the Isair before the Adachtiches in the Deirei Ablir Isair. Here is Tachayach. But the Tashit is that the reason, is why we say by Isadovuk, Tichan Asin Vele, and we require Shishim Neged whole Tichan that is Dovuk the Isair, is because we are afraid. Lest in the course of the bishul process, so that chtiche, that to which the isar is dovuk, so will become buoyed up for a moment, and it will, and within that moment, it will be nisbashel by itself. It will be buoyed up. It will be pushed up above the level of the reitev, and that moment. At that moment, so it will give it time, the Yisrael will give it time in that chtiche. And even though later on it will be pushed down again, so then we say, actually say chti osea, because since this chtiche became osea for a moment, it wasn't his bashel by itself, so that chtiche remains osea. So mele, that's the rationale of Isadovuk according to the Taz, so why doesn't he explain the same way? So some say that the reason as to why the Taz mentions Halev Atzmi Osa Didam Shebelev Misyabesh Biseichei is because since it's Nigeyan Yisra Rabbonon, after all, Dam Shenimlach and Dam Shenisbashel, so we passing is only Osa Rabbonon. And since this fact that in other words Shem Oisech Haticha Nishar Olivado Bereitif or Oisech Haticha was buoyed up by itself, in other words, is only a possibility, it's not a probability, it's not a certainty, it's not even a probability, it's only a possibility. So Mele vis-a-vis and Yisrael Rabbonon, we don't have to be cheshish. So that's the reason as to why the Taz has to explain it on the basis of Dam Shebelev Misyabesh Besichei. And then we could say that the Tenach Na'ame, according to the Taz, it could be explained on the basis of Isadavuk. But after all, these are double kistolin machlekes reshenim. True, there are more paskins like those reshenim that we do say by isadovuk chticha atzmanas is nevele. But why should he explain it on the basis of something that is stolen machlekes reshenim when this haloche that aleiv atzmi osea can be true even according to the reshenim that we don't say isadovuk? Because here the dam halev atzmi osa the dam shebelev misyabesh b'seichei, so it cannot come out completely, because it dries up. So there is a certain minimum of dam that dries up so much that it can never come out. All right, but in Achaname, according to the shite of Isadovuk, the Taz would say that it can be explained on the basis of Isadovuk as well. You see the nafkemine between these two pshotim in the Taz. If we say, like the first time, that the reason is why the Taz doesn't explain it on the basis of Isadovuk, but on the basis of Dam Shebelev Misyabesh B'Seichei, because the Tashit is, that the Tam for Isadovuk is, because of the possibility, maybe that Isadovuk itself was Nisbashel for a moment by itself, either because that Chtiche was buoyed up above the level of the Reitev, or because the other Chtiches were buoyed up, and that chtiche will remain by itself within the reitev. For whatever, so mimele, it became osa already, so that's only a possibility. So we don't have to be cheshish for that possibility, for that contingency. in connection with Dam Sheni Zbashel, which is only Nisar Rabbonon. So if we say like that, then we have to establish a proposition that the whole halacha of Isadovuk according to Taz only applies in respect to a Nisar Raise, but not to Nisar Rabbonon. But that's a big chiddush. So we can say no, that in a chaname, that Taz agrees with the Livush, that this halacha that Aliv Atzmi Osea could be based upon Nisa Dovuk. But he mentions the other time, that the time of the Agoi Sharidure, because the other time can be mentioned even, can be conceived even according to the Rishenim, who reject the whole concept of Nisa Dovuk. But here, on account of the fact that Dam Shebelevim Shabbat Viseche, so Mimele, we cannot extract all the Dam, so we cannot say, So Mila, some dam will always remain. So that's why the Levatzmi is also. All right. Why is Vyiklif Miatzov Ifaleiv? So we mentioned it last time. So in other words, because Kedei Klipe was Nesa before Bishul. We are dealing with the case where the Lev was Nisbashel Bideira with Adach Tiches. So Mila will require Shishi. But as a result of the Melicha, since he cooked it with Adach Tiches in the Gdeire, so he certainly was Meleachet together with Adach Tiches. Now, so before he put them in the pot, it became Osak in the Klipe, as a result of the Melicha together. So Memele, then, but as a result of the Melicha, it only became Osak in the Klipe. As a result of the Bishul, so it was able to answer the whole thing. But it's Muter because of Shishim. So then, even if we have Shishim, but the Klipe we have to take off anyway, because that became Moser even before the Leiv was put. All the Chtiches together with the Leiv were put in the Gdeir. Alright. V'gmatzol v'alei. V'yesh machmirim be'yafilu b'mviche, le'eser sh'obos ha'shinim lachimei. V'imrim le'amrinon kibbele kach pe'iltei, gavidam ha'leiv ha'konid v'seichei. Vis-a-vis the other Chtiches that were nimlach together. The avidam ha'mesh le'mikadam pleite. But vis-a-vis the Leiv itself, so it is considered ve'in lehakshis lifizeh lo mo'amrinon b'tchilas asiv kire acha melechose umuter. Monevshech, if we say that it has a din of dam be'en, and we do not say kibele kach pe'utei, so why does he say in siv beis molchev likore kire acha melechose? Why? Because kibele kach pe'utei. But relative to that, in respect to dam be'en, we do not say. The answer is, vis-a-vis the Leiv itself, we do consider it as damplate. But vis-a-vis Adach Tiches, we do not consider it as damplate. Why do we consider it as damplate vis-a-vis the Leiv itself? And that's the reason as to why Molche v'loikorei kiri acham lechosei, because Leiv v'shie. So, because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the lay, so mimele, it cannot absorb the thick droplets. It can only absorb the very thin droplets. So that's damplate. But that's only shayach ligabei the lay itself. But it's not shayach ligabei adach tichadah nimlach together. Veil actually vizel lo ma'amrinon ba'asholas hasif kirach melchosim muter tirev darkemei shenisfirlei dimahanes vored aleiv shiye lin aleiv atzmi levedam pleite avu lin abos hoshiimei mikradam ben ve'amineglos pirish bimliche makilin bein abos ho shenimlachimei bein aleiv atzmi uchshemosik hachakein shenchilot bein boso rak bibishul kaimul afilu bidike samach aleiv atzmi osea. So in other words, our minig is to be makil, that we apply the principle of kibele kach pe'iltei, not only ligabe the Leiv itself, but even ligabe the adach tiches that are nimlach together. Why? Because it does not have a din of dam be'en, it has a din of dam pleite. Even vis-a-vis the adach tiches, why does it have a din of dam pleite? Because it's nisyabish v'sechlolei. So what droplets can be absorbed by adach tiches? Only the thinned out droplets. But though the heavy droplets cannot be absorbed by the adach tiches, so mele it's mutar adach tiches are also mutar. Kag bibishul kaimu afilu b'dike samach halei v'atzmi osa. Umashi kosef ramoa hakei v'lochein im leif sholi makal mutar lo nischavin halei v'atzmi. D'mikol mokei osa bibishul So the Rambam says, v'lochein, and the Agoyin Siv Gimel, v'lochein imoeif sholei hakel muter. Hakel muter. So the Bachas Yom, that when the Rambam says in the Agoyin Siv Gimel, v'lochein imoeif sholei hakel muter, that even the Lev is muter. So the Bachas, but he says to himself, he says that that the Lev is always osa. So that Sretah says no. The Rambam, when the Rambam says Lochin Moiv Sholim Akel Muter, he means the other parts of the Eiv, not the Leiv, but the Leiv itself is us. This is what he said. Umashi goes Rambam Kilo Lochin Moiv Sholim Akel Muter. Alu Ischam Alu Vatzmi Kol Mokemotzah Vibishu. Umeir Chomi Zal Hikshakam Div Rambam Adode. Vloi Koshe Da Akil Koya Mashi Bigdei Rav Aleiv. But not on the Leiv itself. The Leiv itself in Ochaname is us. Is us. Now. Then he says, "V'yesh machmirin liklev k'tzas b'mokim shoyo aleiv dovuk v'teif lochush livrayim v'liklev k'tzas oliv aleiv." So then it'll be al tzadayis ateiv, because first of all, most rishenim, most poskim hold that the dam aleiv is considered as dam pleitei vis-a-vis dadach tiches. So memele, according to this poskim, so it's kibelikach pleitei. You don't even have to peel off the surface of the dadach tiches, because it's done plain day, so it's kibbelikach pelte. But even if we assume, like the poskim, that vis-a-vis the adach tiches, so it has a din of dam be'en, so memele we cannot apply the principle of kibbelikach pelte. But mikra ledine, how much does milicha asa? Only kide klipe. So we have a chumre that we acheshesh, maybe every chtiche is idor shomim fapeya. But in this case, where according to Moses Poskin, so we do not even have to be Kalev, because it has a din of dam pleite and kibeli kach pelte. But there is a shite that there's a din of dam ben, so we don't have to apply one chumre on top of another chumre. So it is enough if we are cheshish for the rishenim that vis-a-vis adach tiches, the dam alev has a status of dam ben. But we do not have to be cheshish for the shite that we are not pkin, that every chtiches boso has a din of the Vashom and Fapea. So that's why the Rambam says, v'tich lofesh livreim, v'likit tzaso livaleif, so then it will be al tzadayisat. V'yoz hakel muda. V'ein chiluk b'inim boso shim aleif, v'y aleif atzme. Ein chiluk b'inim aleif sogo, v'ein chiluk b'inim aleif sogo, oi pasuach l'maylo. So why does it say, in other words, so the Rambam says that even if the lave is sogo, was not opened on top, so still if you are caliph, so it is enough. And even if it is open on top, so it still is proper to be caliph. This is what it means. Bin alif sogo. The loik is avehet asher say there. Be sogo lemailo, if the lave is completely sogo lemailo, so osera afil miliche itzliye, u pasuach lemailo sage. And if it's pasuach milo, so then you don't even have to be kelev. We still might say it mikorua. Vim bishla akim muta. Because shalom veich matzinu ze shomru vikelach muachose. If it's milo or kvonesa, if pasuach milo in tzel chriyachakin. El vada ein chiluk. Vichol shalom korim mamish. Ein shemeta b'mokim shtor chriye. Umiu iminichei. Iminichei alpiv di kemokim lo lidam lo ze fikleimim adim mikri korua. Kol ze kosu b'tiras chavu v'avnechi. Right now the shach. Sim nam bei sif alef l'shach. ויוס מותר אפילו לבשת, קצת קושי, דמי קומה אשכולן, הוא גם המחבר קוצר להקים לבשת, ונראה דור כמה, ויוס אחת וכישור בוסר מותר לבשת, אפילו עם בוסר כחוס בלעקים, איש היא מסווה, ויש מחמירי לבש רק צלנס, so that's a new gzera, that mentioned the gemara. פירוש אפילו לקריא ומליחה מחמיר לבש לי, גזירה שמייבשלו ולקריא, אבל צלנס זה עוד לקריא ומליחה. ומליחה קצת, כישור בוסר, לכמה נסים מנהים בו. והקים מבשלם, וכל זה בתירס חצר זה שלו חוב זיין, ואין לי שעדים זמוק כשנועג לו אחמר. מי הוא בדבת אם בשלו אך הקרי יום ליחה, פשיטה נשור אף לה יש מחמיר. וכל זה בתשבץ, ואין איך לב איב, אף על פי שהספר מסקיר, רב לב בהימא. אף על פי שזה מסקיר, רק לב בהימא, שכושר לשיח, מכל מוקים, כמו יקים, מי נענים לב איב. So, לב בהימא is not good for the memory. All right, something else. וכן רואי סיניזון לזה. The chibeli kach pelte. So, va'avol gavdol gabidam bein lo yamrinon chibeli kach pelte. So how would we say keri acham lechosei, because chibeli kach pelte is dam bein. Uchlul reish simen samachtes, Shani Gabelev Dishi. So there are two reasons as to why it's considered like dam plating. So one time is because Levi Shia. So according to that time, it's only Shayach vis-a-vis the Levi itself, but it's not Shayach vis-a-vis the other Tichas. But then there's the other time, because the dam is Nisyabi v'zichwole. So only the thinned out droplets are capable of being absorbed. So according to the other time, it's Shayach even vis-a-vis other Tichas. This is what he says. Shani Gabalev Tishia, Uli Yizem Hana Akoponim Shiosi Dlebleya Harbe, Rak Miat. So, which miat? Only the thinned out droplets. Ugabridei machshev dam pleite. Kein kosa mitiras chatos. Vutzlo tamzel, isforas ayish machmirim. She kosa bagoyes lesa bosa shnim lachimei. Ayin shom. So in other words, so the yish machmirim, so they must hold, the yish machmirim who say that if it was nimlach with adach tiches, so then the adach tiches become osea. So they must agree with the tam of shiit. So Mele, it only has a din of damplated vis-a-vis the lady itself, but not vis-a-vis adachtiches. Umari kosa b'shagoy sharedure atam, t'chivim shukonis t'chvolei, imkin al-mudichu tzliye b'siya b'shadam t'chvolei, v'choshiv su damplated. Because on account of the fact that the bulk of the dam was dried up, so only the thinned out droplets can be absorbed. So that is the status of damplate. Uvize p'shite, disho bosos nimlachime is also short. You see, it's not as that's the nafkemine between the two timing. If we base it upon shie, so then it has a din of damplate only vis-a-vis the lev itself. If we base it upon isyabi shadam v'sichvoli shalei, so then it has a din of plate even vis-a-vis adachtiches. Mi o arashbo v'tichas abayi v'chidusho v'aran perikolabos akos v'shim rambam v'itzli bilavo cheshore v'itzli amrinan di shie v'ini bilo yaklum. That's the Ramban shi. ונראה שום שכין דעס הרן, וחנם במליך אמרין לשיה, ובספרי כוספתי שישית המחברת בשעת, וכן יסכי מרשאו, פרק לא הבוסו. ונראה לי דנפקמיני מאחר שנים לך הלב, נופו לציר, דשור מטעם דשיה, ולא יבולה, אף אגב דוסו בשום בוסו. So in other words, besides the שיטס הרמב״ם, which is the שיטס יוחד, I mean, שיטס הרמב״ם, רשי is also like that. Besides שיטס הרמב״ם and רשי, that we say, Shana leiv the shiye, and even bishul b'gdeira, so it doesn't become more sell, the leiv doesn't become more sell. So besides the shittes Rambam and Rashi, we have three shittes. We have the shittes of the Ramban, that it's not even based upon kibir kach beilte. It's only based upon shana leiv the shiye, but shana leiv the shiye itself is only shayach likabitzli and not likabitbishul. Why the principle of Kielik Achbeimtei vis-a-vis the Levi itself because of the relative smoothness? And then there is a third chite that it's not based upon the relative smoothness of the Levi altogether. And because Nisyabish Hadam Bisechei, so only the thinned out droplets of Dam can be absorbed. So mainly those droplets have the status of Dam plate. So we have three shits. Besides the shites Aram. Avol im Bish Lebele Kriya Osa. Al de bishul beleya, vle amrinon di shiye, vle shayach lemei makibeli kachpilte bigdeiro, do kobash nofel menu bigdeiro. In other words, it's not like the Rambam shite that we say shiye even with abi bishul bigdeiro. Ache yisamach, avu im bishul mikri oser, ache yisamach keneged alei. Lichire mashmi divato amchaber, tafil nimlach trilo di yotso kvo kol adam shibisar alei, di mahay tame keri lacham lechose, umuter afil hoche binon samach neged alei. ולהישגה כנגד דם שאוי בכלולי. דאב זה אינו נכין להעמיד עלוב לשארי. In other words, not like the Mashal, who says that the tour has reference to the case where it was not nimlach. So then it's indeterminable, so the quantity of dam contained בסיר דפני עליו is indeterminable. But if it was nimlach, then we require shishim only neged the quantity of dam contained in the halal alei, and that's all. So it's not mashma like that. In other words, it's mashma from the lashon of the tur that even if it was nimlach, the tur still requires shishim neged the whole volume of the alei. וחיר משמע מדיבתו המחבר, דף יומין מלכתחילה להיות שכבר האדם שבשר הלב, דמוהי תאי מכיר לכם לחוסי ומותר, אף לא חבין הסמך נגד הלב, ולא יסגר כנגד דם שאוי בכללי. דף זה אינו יוכלו להעמיד עליו שערי, שערי כוס ועבול עם בישלי, ולא יקריע דמשמע דמים לחמיר. ווי זה טים פסל, ולאמין, it's not impossible. After all, I mean, if it was nimlach, and we only have to consider the volume of dam, the quantity of dam contained in halalev, why is it thin? It doesn't mean it's impossible. It's a little difficult. In other words, sometimes when you tear it open, so a little bit of dam spills out. So you don't know exactly how much was contained inside. Unless you do it under controlled circumstances, and you are sure that not one drop of the dam that was contained in the halal aleiv got lost as a result of tearing open the heart, you see. So memele, because of that, we require shishim negate the whole volume of the leiv, even if the leiv was nimlach. So this is what it means, the shach. Davzeinon yechilun lamidol v'shari, shari kosvu avol im bishlei b'loi kriye, dimashman di nimlach miyu, el din izbash b'loi kriye, v'oidi loi nimlach, typically that feel in mikra tzorich samach nege kol aleiv, and the loshni is of the mechaber because it was not mikra avol im bishlei bili kri osa. Now the question is, if it wasn't nimlach, why dafke? Because bili kri even without kri, so we require shishim because we don't know how much dam was belua b'seir defne aleiv. That's a very strong cry from the loshni of the tur and the mechaber. He says, "Vuoi di lo nimlach tefkul afnikra tzor samne kalev v'chim ucham divarash bo b'tiras abayz lehedi v'gam divishor poskun l'chir nirin kein v'chim nirin divar mari shekos v'agol sharadu al ma shekos v'sharadu halivos ha shenizbash v'bidam chloi v'oivmuta sheyisama kenegid amalev v'zal isheni hod likoma. This is the lotion of the mari hod likoma samach neged alev deich yadinon kam domen nofak menei pirish b'tshuves maimini mishum didam alev konu zemok mechot v'nuchol lishaya v'dam shebibsar alev yirek kin dil der aire au koch nim lacht khil at kan lishni des der goy shari dur vim kin atur am khabe a bis yait de mar namlik der au koch nim lacht khil keno ye nir le khere aber ma shao kos a bis mete shoy bis yot kol bos as im tes dim khokh im un yashif shatur mai kedem le khe u sfil da fun nim lacht zol samt hay kol leif u khip as ka tur ein sho videik vi gam bis mete kol tes wof kos a bis im smak da fun nim lacht zol samach נגד כל הלב, ולא יסגר בי סמך נגד אדם שבשיחי, אלא שכוסף שמתם בשמי, משמדון צריכם מליחם משני צדודים, ואם כן לא נמלח מפנים בחוץ. So in other words, so he mentioned this, but Heta mentions the name of the smag, and he said that the smag doesn't even say it, it's a toys. But he mentions this, but Heta mentions the name of the smag, that the smag says, that even if Nimlach will require Shishin, not just negate the quantity of dam contained in the halal, Aleiv, but shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv. But why? It was nimlach. So in other words, so we got rid of the dam abelua. And our problem is only with the dam akonus b'sichal aleiv. That's determinable. So the Yisrahetah mentions in the name of the smag that the reason is why we require shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv, even though the leiv was nimlach, and our problem is only with the dam akonus b'sichal aleiv, not the dam abelua, because it wasn't nimlach properly. Because after all, in order to be nimlach properly, you have to be meleachet on both sides. Now, it was nimlach before it was nikra. So you couldn't be meleachet on the external surface and on the inner surface. There was no inner surface at that time, because it was nimlach before it was torn open. So the inner surface was not salted. So memele did not extract all the dam. So we don't know how much dam is contained within the walls of the leiv, the defne aleiv. So because of that, we require shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv. This is the tam that smag mentions allegedly. The smag allegedly mentions. So he says, אלו שקוסף שמתם בשמי שאנחנו צריכים לדיחה בשני זדודים, ואם כן הוא נמלח מפנים בחוץ, ונראה כן, דאס מרי ודאס הרב שהרי גם הם פוסקו ליל סימן סמכתס סיב דלת דאב בדאבת צורך מליחה בשני צדודים ואפילו הוכה פוסקו כאן דקיר אחם לחוסי ומותר אלא הכוח הוקים משעלי וניקרוע הווי כחדיך אחס אובו כמו יגבי ריש So he says, so first he mentions in the name of the smak that even if it was nimach lo yikvaya shishim, not just neged the quantity of dam contained in the halal leiv, but neged the whole volume of the leiv. But he explains it on the basis of the fact that the mericha wasn't proper. The implication being if the mericha would be proper, so then we wouldn't require a shishim neged the whole leiv. So that's the raya of the shach. Now, we passed also that it has, in order that the mericha should be proper and sufficient, you have to be mericha and shnei zlodim. Mishnei zlodim. So, and still we require, still the Ramah requires shishim neged the whole volume of the leiv. So it couldn't be on the basis that the mericha wasn't proper, because it has to be the mericha, even in a case where the mericha is proper, it requires that it should be shishim. He says, and so he says, no, not because the melech didn't extract. The melech did extract in this case, even though the mericha was just on the external surface, not on the tzad hapnim. And even according to the Rosh, that in order that that mericha should be sufficient, you have to be meleach mishnei azdodim. But here, at the time he was meleach on tzad echod, there was no other tzad, because it was before he tore open the lathe. So mele, there was only one surface. So mele, that extracted all the dam. And still, we require shishim neged the whole volume of the lathe. Why? Because even the dam hakonus b'sichal aleid is not easy to determine. So because of that, we require shishim neged the whole volume of the lathe. David David told his Lord, "Nafloche posko kan kira mukosim uta el al kocho ki mishali even karua have kichticha achasovo kmi gaberei shuvemes lematzosim izeh shum dovo bismak." In other words, the smak doesn't say it. Mi al kocho divam chaber tzoch leforish biloy nimlach tchilo shebisimen chov beis kosa al mashikos shebisimen chov beis al mashikos vatu ditzol samach keneged kol achutin kosa. So in other words, so then at first he says lichire mashma midivrei atur hamchaber dafilu nimlach tchilo diyotzo kvor kol adam shebesor aleiv afloch bin samach neged aleiv. So he says only lichire, but then he comes to the conclusion at the end that the mechaber must have referenced the case where it was not nimlach, not as he said at the very beginning that lichire mashma midivrei atur hamchaber afilu nimlach tchilo. So he says, "Miyal kocho devam chabat zol reforish v'lo inim lachtchilo." How? Shebisimen chov beis al mashi kosvatu. Vitzorich samach neged kol achutin. Kosav is loisheni. Vimtim alom mitzorich shishim neged kol achutin. Bidam shebehen lizge. The Bis Yosef has that kash. So from Rosan Arashbo, zal tam lidovo od liyatinon kam nofek nei. Avloran. Kosav dim sharim bidam shebechutin v'nirin dvorov atkan lishenei. There's a Roshan of the Bes Yosef. So in other words, and the Mechaber, even though the tour in Simen Chov Beis, so he says, so he paskens that we require only shishim neged the dam shebisech achutin, but the Mechaber, even though the tour says that we require shishim neged all the chutin, not just neged the quantity of dam contained in the chutin, but the mechaber himself paskens just neged the dam of the chutin. Now he says, oh. Beif, simcha beis. Beif tzorich lishchit avridin, ulinakvon, bishor shom mefarchis, shadayin adan cham, kini sheyitz liskar visichay, vim liosokei, lo yitzlenu sholei. Then he says, vim bishli sholei, michatitum nakira achutim vashor, im yesh bichol ma shebigdeiro, kedi levatil hadam shebichol achutim bisamach mutach. So he emphasizes, im yesh בכל מה שבגדירה כדי לבטל הדם שבכל החוטים, not כדי לבטל that there is shishim נגד all the חוטים, but only as long as there is shishim נגד the dam contained in the חוטים. In other words, not as the not as the Torah says. The lashon of the Torah in Simchat Beis is that if he was mivashlet, so then without cutting the vridin, so then we require shishim neged all the chutim. But the Mechaber paskens that if he was mivatlet, if he was mivashlet without cutting the vridin all the chutim, so he only requires shishim neged the dam contained in the chutim, not shishim neged the whole volume of the chutim, like the Ran says. So we see that the Beis Yosef Shita is that where there is no dam habalua, and we are only the dam ben that is konus in a certain area, then we require shishim only neged the dam contained in that area, not neged shishim neged the whole volume of the area. So memele, so in other words, so at first he disagreed with what the Taz says and the Mashal says in the Mechaber. But now in his conclusion he says that the Mechaber must have, when the Mechaber says Achi Samech Kineged Aleiv, and it's not enough Shishim Neged Dam HaKonus B'Sech Aleiv. So the Mechaber has reference to the case where it wasn't Nimlach, because the Mechaber Lishito say that he paskens in Simen Chof Beis that where he was mivashel without cutting the vridin, so he only requires shishim neged the dam akonus b'seich avridin, b'seich achutin, not neged the whole volume of the chutin. So here too, if it was nimlach, he should require only shishim neged the dam contained in the leif, not neged the whole volume of the leif. So when the Chaba says Achi Samach Keneged Aleiv, he must have reference to the case where it wasn't Nimlach. So then it's indeterminable. I mean, the exact quantity that is Balu Abisich Aleiv is indeterminate. This is what he said. We Abu Aran Kosad Bisham Dam Shchun Nid Dvorat Kol Sheni Vachin Posik Bishchun Oog Shom Im Ki Mashmel Hedi Lisvil Dam Shiu Konez Mokam Echot Nuchul Ishari. So Miu Kosavti Shom Bishim Dake Meishe Shigam Aran Sever Lo Yadinon Lishayir Ayin Shom Bitzorach Lindine. So even though at first he disagreed with the Taz and the Mashal, but at the end he says that the Pshat and the Mechaber is like the Mashal. He's like the Mashal. All right. But he says, Lidine, it's Isofik. Because we can argue the other way too, that even if it was Nimlach, so it's difficult to determine the exact quantity of Dam that is contained in the Halal Aleid. All right. צורך חיום קצת, כיוון דם חבא כוסף עושר, עד שהיא בישמח. דימש מדהים היא בישמח, גם הלב מותר. הוא חיווי גם כבס יוסף, אם כן הלו לרב ליכטי, ויהי שמרין אפילו כסמח. נצתם. הלב עצמי עושר. הטעם כוסף בתרס חטוס, ושם הרי, והכל ישר ידורי, משום דליפום עם האדום שבלב מזבשל, ונסיעה בשקולי בכלל הלב, ונהיה אצל החוץ, ועוד לא עושה לי מטעם שהלב עצמי נעשה סנבי להם, האדם שבשיח יש יותר בגבי. This is how the Levush explains it. Kvor kosaf mari shom, dilin ze mane shios id leiv am ginen mayel ve yatve im shom poso. Vi khia kem di vashach, vi khim vuv as mashal shom, vi khim kosaf dake mei she bedi. Ein sham, de loy kat er zov des Levush, shios le mitam din as de vel. Here we cannot apply the principle of Isadovuk of Tichanas Nevele, because that is based upon the premise that which is Dovuk is Belea first, and it becomes Oser, and later on it spreads. Mashenkin here, we got the leiv, we cannot say that the leiv is Belea first, because since it's Nisiyabish, so the leiv itself does not absorb it any sooner than the other things in the Gdir. All right. V'yikleif mi'atzoviv. So, v'yikleif mi'atzoviv aleiv. Perushim izbashel aleiv imoeiv. B'inyan sheish b'chticha atzma samech. אפילו הוכה צורך קליפה, כיוון דקבור נמלח ימי, ונעשה כדי קליפה, so before he was מבשלת, so he became עושה כדי קליפה, וכן הוא רואה בתרס חדוס. Then he says, ויש מחמירים בי אפילו במליך על עשר שעור פוסר שנמלח ימי, ואימרים להמרינו כי בי לקח בי לתי, only vis-a-vis הלב itself, not vis-a-vis עד הכתיכס. לעשר שעור פוסר שנמלח ימי, אבל הלב עצמי מותה, ולקח מהנה, so that's why we say, מולכה וליקורי קרי אך המלחוסי, the alad the kachma hanashi osay the belia rak miat u gav the day mechshav dam pleite hamat she belia avu gav shor boso mechshav dam amish u vuya bagoy shar dure shom de ischim boso she nimlach אם הישכין המבוסה שניצלו, אם הם הייתם מדוד עם בעין הישום, ומרשאו ביסבטה שלו עם סיר בפרק על הבוסו, לא ינשפר אגב חורפק, והיבי נגוי שרדו ישרת ומליחה דווקא, ולא במצליה, לא במצליה, לפי זה הרב שחושש לליבה כשרדו אל החמר בכליפה, במליחה אינו חנמה, דמצלי מחמר כדי נטילה, כי מנבואה בוכה כאן הוא מחצלי בנטילה, רק שאונו מחמירים בסמך, הוא כמה סמיקופי, וכן גם בברידי, סוס מרב כדי מרחב, ודמצול לישור עם יר דסבור כנטילה, וכן כוס ורז'בו, וכן יחד גם בברידי, צול נטילה, הדים בלעים. So what did he say? He's saying that he says, now he says, now the Ramos says, "V'yesh machmirim liklif k'tzas v'mokim shoyalev dobuk." So that's in case of milich, and in case of tzliye, so we should be machmir to be neitil k'denitile, k'denitile, in order to conform to the sheet of the yesh machmirim that the dam halev is considered dam be'en vis-a-vis ad hatiches. So Mimele, we have to be Kaleif in the case of Miliche, and we have to be Neitil Kidinitile in the case of Tzliye. Case of Tzliye. Oh, Vitev Lochish Lidivrei. Va, Minig Lochel. Vitas Mashal Bissarach Lissifre Shom Kidas Ayesh Machmiri. Voyika Kidas Ara. וכן כוסף הבא, דוח נגן אליו, פשיט לך תחיל אין לא יכול להצליס לב עם בוסו, כיוון דל קופון עם צורך לב. ותיך לוחו של עבריהם, ועוז יצא לכל העלמי, שערי והפוסקים הסכימו של להצלם מליחה רק קליפ, רק שאונו בוואי, בקוז מליח הרי כריסי יחס די אפקט אולי בין מבריא כדי קליפ. But we are מחמיר הוא יחיד שיש מי בי אברי חתיך איזה דובר שום מפפר. רק שאון מחמיר מסמכת כל אישי אינטרס חד השון, ופי זה משמע להד ידע אפילו נדובק עליו, אלו שנים לכם בוסר שנדובק בצורך ליפה, וכן מוכחי מתרס חד השון, וכן בדין דו משאו לא יזקו לי, ונעד לנגין לנו אחר מכל מוקים יש להחמיר להצריך ליפ, והבח כוסה ונמצא לי מונח תחלי, ונליך לבצליה, אין צורך אפילו קליפ, כמו אליגע ביקובי, ולעשה, דשענו אחרי כיוון לקצת פוסקים חשבינו נדם עליו בין, או להחמיר להצריך ליפ, ולדומו ליקובי, ושכוס הגוי שרדור עצמו לחל לנשם מקווי, דיכו לדמו ואפילו חשור האחמונה, ומה שכוס הרב מוקים שעליו דובות בי לב דווקא כמה, גם מה שכוס הבא חוי בצלי, אבל הרסה, דאפילו בחובי בני הגים להצריך קליפה בצלי, אפילו אין דובות, וכמי שכוס בסימן העין גימו, וכמי כוס הבא חצמי. So in other words, so how does the שח פסק? That if it's all the milichah, so then we have to be kalev. And if it was nitzle together, so then we have to be neitel kidei nitil. Vein chiluk bin bos hashim alei. Ad som of leikoi, v'rotz alei ma'ad in milichah in chiluk d'cheichad amrinam b'lei v'atzmei. Ki beli kach peyutei o chaname bos hashimei. Uchvosh nizboya v'kal lehovin. V'loi ka apach shehevin. Dima shikos v'rav liyo afil bi kesamach alei v'atzmei oseh. Ko yinam ha'amlichah. V'chan ma'ir lefi ha'shas ayin shom. Alright. ואין חילוק בין מלאיב סוגו, כלומר אפילו סוגו למיילו מהן לקריח המליחה וצליה, ואפילו אין סוגו למיילו, צורך להרזר ולקרע. צורך לא לקרע הייתי, למה שפסוח למיילו למקרה קרוע, וכן נסבה של כך, עושה, וכן ניקה, כאשר הכריח הרב את רסחת השום רייס בורס, וכן משמע מדי לכל הפוסקים של החילוקו בכך, ולא יקיע בך, נדעו, it's the same thing that the Tass says, in Sifches. Now, so what is the Ramo Paskin? The Ramo Paskin is Vaminig Lehokil Vechinikia, the Gamze Mikre Dam Plate. So he really is disposed of the Shite that Dam Shebelev has a din of Dam Plate even vis-a-vis Dadach Tichas. Why? Because it's Nisyabesh Visechlole, so only the thinned out droplets can be absorbed, and those thinned out droplets have a din of Dam Plate. וכן ליקיה וגם זה מקרה דם פליטה, ושייך למימה בי, כי בי לקח פלטה, מי לדהה ואדם שבחיתים, כמו שנסבוי על איל סימן חוב בייס, כמו שנסבוי על איל סימן חוב בייס, so over there we say, כי בי לקח פלטה, ויש מחמיר לקלי קצת במוקים שיעליב דובר, ותפלוח של עבריים לקצת שזה עלי, אורן. Now, סיב גימו, אם אי אפשר יהיה בשישים כנגד ליבי, הוא מותר אפילו דובק בי, וכל איף יש בי סמך אפילו אין בי הורש ורגליים התחתינו. כדר השני יגן לסירון, דיין התעקו בתחתינו, ולא חיים אי אפשר להם, הכל מותר. ואם אין שולים, ולקס סמך, נגד הלאי ואדון ובייב, יהיה שמרים דאחתי חנס נביא אלה ובינן סמה בגדירה נגד כל הלאי. So in other words, so that's the shita that we apply the principle of Tichon Ases Nevele, Gabishor Yisuri, and there is an inyan of Isa Dovuk, so the Gabi Isa Dovuk, we apply the halocha of Tichon Ases Nevele. So that's the reason as to why the Yeshemrim say, Dach Tichon Ases Nevele, Ubinen Samba Bigdeire Neged Kolei, in other words, Idei Fisholi. And there is no... There is no samech neged aleif. There is no samech neged aleif. And so the whole aleif, if the aleif is sholem, so that means that the whole aleif has a din of isadok. So memele, we apply the principle of tichanasis nevele ligabe the whole aleif. Now, even though the shach said in the Hagoye and Sif Beis that not like the levush, that afilu b'dike samach aleiv atzmi oseh. So the Levush said that the reason is why the aleiv atzmi is oseh is because of ticha atzmi nasis nevele. So the Shach rejected the Levush explanation. Why did he reject? He said, what's the reason as to why we say ticha atzmi by isa dovuk, ticha atzmi nevele? Because the ticha dovuk, the isa dovuk is beleia first, before it spreads out to the other tichas. Mashenkin here, so we cannot say that it absorbs first because Shana Leiv the Shia. So on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the Leiv, so the Leiv does not absorb the Dama Leiv any sooner than the other Tichas Negdere. So that's the reason as to why the Shach rejected the explanation of the Levush as to why we say that Afilu B'dike Samech Aleiv Atzmi Oseh. And he explains it, and the Shach explains it, the Shach and the Taz explain it on the basis why is the Aleiv Atzmi Oseh the Dam Shebeleiv Misyami B'Zeche, but not on the basis of Isa Dovuk, of Tichanas Nevele. Now the question is, but here the Ramo himself says, Yeshemrim Dach Tichan Nases Nevele Ubinen Sama B'Gdeira Neged Koleiv. So there is no stire, because over there the Hagoye in Siv Beis has reference to a case where the whole leif is not dovuk, and the only thing that is dovuk is the leif itself, and the rest of the leif is not dovuk to the leif. So memele vis-a-vis the leif itself, so on account of the relative smoothness of the leif, we cannot apply the principle of Tichat Mas Nevele. Because why do we say by Isa Dovuk Tichat Mas Nevele? Because the Tiche Hadvuko to the Isa absorbs the Isa first, and then the other Tiches. Mashenkin here, the Tiche Hadvuko in the Hagoyans in Sivbeis, so we are not dealing with a case where the whole leif is Dovuk. Just the leif is Dovuk. Just the leif is Dovuk. And the leif, the tissue of the leif, does not absorb the dam any sooner than the other tichas negdeire. So memele we have to base it upon the fact that it's siyabish b'seichei and you cannot extract it, not on the basis of tichas mas nevele. Masheinken the hagoye of the ramor and siv gimel. So he has reference to the case where the whole leif is dovuk. Now the tissue of the leif is not shie, it's not relatively smooth. So memele, so the Hagoye of the Ramo in Siv Gimel has reference to a case where the whole leif is dovuk, and then the other tiches boso in the gdeire that are not dovuk. So memele, the tissue of the whole leif is not shie. So memele, that certainly absorbs the dama leif before the other tiches in the gdeire that are not dovuk to the leif absorb. So memele, we apply the principle of tichas nevele, but the Hagoye in Siv Beis, the Hagoye in Siv Beis has reference to the case where the leif in its entirety is not dovuk, and the only thing that is dovuk is the leif. The leif has a smooth tissue, so memele doesn't absorb the dam any sooner. The Hagoye in Siv Gimel has reference to the case where the whole leif is dovuk. The tissue of the leif is not smooth, so memele does absorb before the other tichas negdeir absorb. That's the reason as to why the Ramo, in respect to the case where the whole Eif is Dovuk, he does apply the principle of Isa Dovuk. Mashein Kein in the case of the Hagoya and Silbeis, where only the Leiv is Dovuk, and the Leiv has a smooth tissue, so there we cannot apply the concept of Isa Dovuk. Alright. So Yesh Emrim Dachtiche, Now the other taz and the shachs, we don't have to go over inside. Now I want to go over Simen Ayin Gimel, but for Simen Ayin Gimel, you have to if you have a Gemara Chum, so turn to Gemara Chum, you should always have a Gemara Chum with you. Daf Kufyud Amud Beis. Kufyud Amud Beis. The eighth line from the top of the Amud. Kufyud Amud Beis. Omer Abaye L'Rav Safche. Kisalkes Losom, when you go after Eretz Yisrael, Boy Minaye, so you should inquire this Shaila. Kvede Marasum Bei. What do you say in connection with the liver? In other words, how can the liver be? Can you eat it dafke by boiling it, or can you eat it by boiling it? What's the status of the liver? Ashki solik, so Rav Safre went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashki chel Rav Zriki, omale, so Rav Zriki told Rav Safre, he was made ano shalkel el Ravam v'yoch. So he was made that he himself boiled the liver for Avam. So that means that you are allowed to eat a liver even al the bishl b'gdeiro, not only al the tzli. So kiosi legabei omalei limeisa nafshe loy kamibay. Then when he came back to Bovel, so Abaye said limeisa nafshe loy kamibay. I had no shyness whether the liver itself is muter al debish. That I know that it's muter al debish. My Abaye was only limeisa chavat. In other words, if, let's say, my shaila was not as to whether if a liver was boiled in a gdeiro, in a pot by itself, whether it's muter or not, that I knew that it is muter. But my shaila was if the liver was boiled in a gdeiro together with other chtiches boser, or are the other chtiches boser muter, or the other chtiches boser become osa? Because dam was niflat. A profusion, abundance of dam was niflat from the liver, and it was absorbed by the adachtiches. That was my shayla. So the Gemara asks, Maishne limeisa nafshe loikum iboyloch. Ditnan in niseres, limeisa chavato namaloit iboyloch. Ditnan akoved uiseres vein niseres. Mipnei shehi piletes vein bilas. That's a Mishne in Trumeis Perek Yud. In Trumeis Perek Yud. So the Mishne says, Hakoved uiseres vein niseres. It asas adachtiches, but it does not become osar itself. Why? Mipnei shehi piletes, because kovet is so engaged in the process of being peleit, a profusion of dam, that it cannot be beleya. So memele itasas adachtiches, because they absorb the dam that this liver is peleit. But this itself does not become osar. This is the cause of this. So memele so manefshach, if you know. You say limeisa nafshe loy miboyloch. Why? So you know the Mishnah in Trumes that akoved iseres vein niseres. So yeah, you should know the whole Mishnah. So you should know that adachtiches do become osa. The omalei dilme hosom bichvede di yisure umisham nanuse. But my shaila is mishum dome. Ma. All right. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Kveide ma atem neyagin bei muta levashel b'gdei royosa mipnei shepele dam ve'afal pishe kulei dam afilo chelach hashepireish v'yotzo harei udam v'yosa." Kisolik, because there is a Gemara, in Chum that Yalte, Ishes Rav Nachman, asked her husband, Rav Nachman, he says everything that the Torah asserted, so there is a counterpart of it. So let's say the Torah asserted, so the Torah was Matil liver, and liver is completely saturated with dam. So that's the counterpart of heter, of something that is awesome. So in other words, we see from this Gemara that actually Kovit should be awesome. And because of that, Ramnetam Shita is the Dama Kovit is always Uta Midrais. Even if you mamish squeeze out the blood from liver into a glass, and then you drink that blood, so it's Muta Midrais. Because every Kovit is Kulidam. Kovit is Kulidam. And the Torah is matter. So the Ramtam Shita is that it's only Osam Rabba. Right. So anyway, he has the Shaila. So, Kvei de Ma'atim de Yagrim, Putal Vashal Bidei Lo Yosa, Mivne Shepele Dam, Ve'af Al Pi Shekule Dam, Afil Loch Lacha Shepirish Vyotso, Hari Udam Vyosa, Kisoli Kapsaf Rashkel Rapsrei Ki Uboim Lei, Omele Rapsrei Ka No Shalko Ravame Vochal, Bishalko Le Akobit Vochle, Ki Osa Rapsaf Lika Beida Abaye Sipale Ma Shishoma, Omele Abaye Le Meisa Nafshe Shei Dam Ani Kwa Nenayu Chesel Isei Chobi Iseres, Loi Mi Boyle, Di Pshita Li Dechim Di Trudo Yi Liflet, Ule Heitzi Kol Shoo, Loi Bola, Ki Komi Boyle Le Meisa Chavato, אם דם היצים מנועיסי הבוסר אחר המזבא של הנה, דתנן, הקומד יסרס וננסרס, כלימה מדיפושת לא בדידודי שי, אל משליאו חומס ניס, so you are aware of that משני תחומץ. אם כן, למי סנא מחוותו לא יתיבוי לוח, דוח משני גופי תנן בו, דיסרס ופסידס רואי מי, אומלי, דיל מהי בקרידי דיסורי, כגן דתרפי, ומשום שם ננוס, נדוורץ, הבאי יסד, I know that משני, but it's possible that this Mishnah that says HaKoved Niseres Ve'ina Niseres has reference to a Koved of Treif, of a Behemo that is Treif. So Memele, when it says Iseres, it doesn't mean Iseres Mitzadam. If it's a Koved of a Behemo Treifo, so Memele, it's affected with the Iser of Treifo. So if this Koved of a Behemo Treifo is cooked with Adach Tichas Boso, so Memele, Shamnunes from the Kovet, never mind the dam, apart from the dam. So Shamnunes from the Kovet is Niflat, and that's absorbed by the Adach Tichas, so it becomes Oser. So that's what, Dilma Rubich Lili Yisurek in Nitreifo, Umishum Shamnunes, Koma Di Yiseres Asam Isbash Limo, Lifish Beleyam Natreifo Vin Neseres. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Vin Neseres, Im Shel Heteri, ובישלוי מטריפו, אינו נסרס. So the פשט למישנה could be, הכובד הוא סרס. If the כובד is a כובד of a בהמה טריפו. And it was cooked with אדך טיחס of heter. So then it tasses אדך טיחס. Because אדך טיחס absorbed the שמנונס of this כובד of טריפו. ואינו נסרס. And if the כובד is a כובד of a בהמה קשירו. So then, and it was cooked together with אדך טיחס of איסר of טריפו. So then the COVID of a behemoth, amuteres, of a behemoth ksheiro does not become oser. Why? Because on account of the fact that the COVID is so engaged in the process of being paleid and the profusion of dam, it is incapable of absorbing the shamnunes of adachtiches, ואין נסרס עם של היתרי ופשלה טריפה נסרס לבשטרו דו מפליט כל שוב ונבלה סכום, אבל דומו. משום דומה מי, אבל דומה דנופק מני דקשירו מבוי אלי, יוסר אחיני אלוי, דיקה למימה, דומה דתירו, שערי יקחו דם, וכל זמן שלו פירש פשיט אלי דמותה, וכי פירש מבוי אלי מי. So, משום דומה מי, that's the first line, דווקא פיוד אלו. כי הודו, סולי כאשכח לרב זריקה, אומר לי, היי נאמר לי תבוי אלוך, דענו ויאנה אברי דרבה מייקלן לי ביהוד אברי דרבשים ממפזי, וקריב לי קניה בקופי ואכלני. מסקיפלי, רבה שביטאים רב שמואל מזרוקניה ודיום בפיקוני לחוץ לידי רעבי but אינה ממיך לדע וחולת להם יקורא in other words, maybe they dumped the COVID in boiling water so that harnesses the dam that when you cook it afterwards so it doesn't it's not paleit any dam but otherwise it's awesome כי הוא דרב חכבון החלטה לי בחל, ורב נחמן החלטה לי ברטרי. So in other words, so we pass in that Abaye. So there was an Abaye by Abaye as to whether a Kovet can be eaten out of a Bishul. And Abaye said that this by itself certainly can be eaten. But the Shaila is when it's cooked with other Chtiches, do the other Chtiches become Moser or they do not become Moser? So then, and the Maskon of the Gemara is that when it's cooked with other Chtiches, so the other Chtiches become Moser. But when it's cooked by itself, it's muta. So Mele Rishenim say, just as the other chtiches, just as Maskon of the Gemara is, that the other chtiches become Moser. Why? Because dam is niflat from the kovet and it's absorbed by the other chtiches. So even when the kovet is cooked, is boiled in a pot by itself, so through the kovet itself is not Moser, according to Maskon of this Gemara, it appears. So, but the Gdeira becomes Moser. Because you see, the kovet itself is not osel, because the kovet is so engaged in the process of plates dam that it cannot absorb. But the pot itself becomes osel, and we have to kasha the pot. So this is the Abaye of the Gemara. Now, then, so there are three shittas of Rishenim in that Gemara. The shita of Rav Netan. Now, the shita of Rav Netan, now this states this. Kveide malatim bay. Now look into the taste that go few them in base. Kveide malatim bay. Emer am tam di kula ach shmai tse haire bi kove shol in imlach. Di bos am liche u shie bi melach pshite di shol le vashlo. Ba di boso shal di miliche. Ba di boso shal di miliche yeitzi kol adam shi kach ne yagim eilom le vashlo ach atzliye. Va adin di shor ach am liche di shi am liche. Pirish bahag da habe kishi otzliye. Vishim di miliach hare ikrisei ad itzli. U pilet al di miliche kmish pilet al itzli. Avo loy miliche mi boyole. I shor le vashlo in boso di shemo dam akove id afo pishe pirish mutea. Afo pishe dam shor i vorim she pirish osea. Kida amrino mfirikame di krisees. אחד מדבר עבוד, אחד מדבר עבוד, מבורים, כך אמרים לי כמה דם בילוכים בוסו לכם נוקב, דם הכובד, שם או שורה, דוהו, קור, הכובד דם הוא בשער הרחמונה, כתום על איר, שור לא נקראתה, ונירד מדראי זה פשיטו לנו דם הכובד מותה, אף על פי שפירש, בשם כל דם הוא, כי התברשת, ולכו שפיר דם שחיתה, דם הכובד, איתו לדם התחיל, דם הלב, דם הקלויס, דם העבורים הרי לא יצא, אלא מדרבון מבוא אליי, ואפילו לא עושה מדרבון, דם הייצ גזירות ושור דם, כי איך גזרינו בדם הלכי שתיים, דם רונה שבין השניים ביצי של הקיקה גררי. מכל מקום מבוילי, בבישול שנקרא דם כלל, וכך היא מותה, ולנגזר בישול כובד ובישול בוסר אחר מליחה. או, והיד יש להם מהבין אחר, ולא היא מליחה פשיטה די עושה, ועל די מליחה הוד מבוילי, כי מי שיש בכובד ריב דם, שמו נייצי כולי על די מליחה, הוא שמו יצי. So takes this mention is the Yadushis. That's Bishai, it's Shittas Rambam. So the Rav Netan Shita is that Abaye of Abaye was in respect to a Kovet that was not Nimlach. If the Kovet was Nimlach Kedin, so then it has the same din like any other Chtichas Bosom. So you can boil it together with other Chtichas. Why? Even though, Rav Netan was cognizant of the fact that while Miliche could extract all the dam in any other Chtichas Bosom, but no Miliche in the world could extract all the dam of the kovet. Kovet is kovet dam. So how could we say that if you salt it, mishnei tzdodov, so it extracts all the dam. So Rav Netan says, because of Yalta de Rav Nachman, she said that kol madu osal rachmone shayelo. Rachmone osal dam v'shayelo chokovet. So that means that kovet is kovet dam. So the question arises, every time when a person eats a kovet, he should be able to eat some dam. So how is he allowed to eat? The answer is, it's a special Xeros HaKosuf. Because the Torah was Matar Kovet. How do we know that the Torah was Matar Kovet? Because the Torah mentions it in Vayikro, the Kovet, that this is Nikrav. So Memele, that means that it's Muter, because something that is Osa Ba'achile, so cannot be Nikrav or Gabi HaMizbeach, Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutar Yisrael. So that means there is a special Xeros HaKosuf that Kovet is Muter Ba'achile. Kovet is mutabachile, but Kovet is kol edam, as Yalta Ish, as Rav Nachman said. So there is a special dispensation by the Torah in regard to the Kovet. In regard to the Kovet. So Memele midraise, it's muta to squeeze out the dam from the liver into a glass and drink it. But the Chachomim assert it. The Chachomim assert dam bien. So Memele, So Mimele, the Abaye of the Gemore, if, let's say, if he was Mileyah the Kovet, so then there is no Shail, according to Rabbi Tam. So then, if one was Mileyah the Kovet, then this Kovet has the same status like any other Chiche. Even though any other Chiche that was Nilach, so he is completely divested of Dam, and Kovet is not completely divested of Dam, but Kovet has that Kule that the Torah didn't ask on the Dam of Kovet. Only the Midrabonon, the Dam of Kovet is Oseh. So when the Chachomim asked Dam of Kovet, if it was not Nimlach, but if it was Nimlach, and the Melicha extracted the most it could extract from Melicha, so then the Chachomim didn't Aser, the Dam of Kovet. So then you can cook it together with other Chtiches. But Abaye of Abaye had referenced the case where he cooked a Kovet that was not Nimlach. He cooked it together with other Chtiches. So the Kovet itself is certainly Muter. But the Shaila was, maybe the other Chtiches are also Muter. Because Dam Kovet is Muter even in glass. But the Chachomim asked it. So maybe the Chachomim only asked it of Dam Bien. In other words, if you squeeze Dam from a Kovet into a glass, you're not allowed to drink the Dam. Mashenke, if you cooked a Kovet that was not Nimlach with other Chtiches, and that was Bileya, the Dam HaKovet, so that Dam HaKovet, the Chachomim didn't answer. Or the Chachomim answered even that Dam HaKovet. And the Maskoni is Lechumre, that if a Kovet that was not Nimlach was cooked together with other Chtiches, so the other Chtiches become Osa. And the Gdeira also becomes Osa. But the Kovet itself is Muta. This is the Pshat of Rabbi Tam. Then Teisves explains the Gemore that the Abaye of Abaye has reference to a case where the Kovet was Nimlach. If the Kovet was not Nimlach, so then it is certainly Osa. Not only the Adachtiches, but even the Kovet itself is Osa. Even the Kovet itself is Osa. So, Teisus doesn't say, why is Chelikan Rabbi Tam? So the Arishenim, who are Chelikan Rabbi Tam's premise, the Dama Kovet is Mutamid Raise. So the Chelikan it. The Rashbo and the Ram, they say, the Dama Kovet, if you will squeeze out the blood from liver into a glass and you'll drink it, so then you'll be very loved the rice. You'll be very loved the rice. Dama Kovet. I mean, you will not be Chayev Kores because it's not Dama Nefesh, but you'll be very loved the rice. Dama Kovet. So, but Yal Teishes Rav Nachman said, Kol ma de osa rachmone ishar yo lo kavosei, rachmone asra le dam, vishar yo lo kovet. So that means, if not for the special Gzeres HaKosuv, that Kovet is Muter, so then I would say that even Al De Miliche, so Kovet should be Oseh. Kovet should be Oseh. So, because the Torah was Mater at Al De Miliche, but without Miliche, if you just squeeze out the Dam from the Kovet, so the Rashbo and the Ram say that it's also Midrash. It's also Midrash. In other words, it's chelik and Rav Netam Shite that Kovet did not. So the reason could be, so in other words, Teisves is chelik. Now the Teisves here is chelik and Rav Netam's pshat. Whereas Rav Netam applies the Abaye of Abaye to a case of a Kovet that was not Nimlach. So even that Kovet be'atzme is muter. So Teisves says, if the Kovet was not Nimlach, so that Kovet is certainly awesome. Why is it also Teisves doesn't say? Either because Teisves could agree with the Shita of the Rashbo and the Ram that Dama Kovet is also in Raise, or Teisves could agree with the basic premise of Rav Netam that Dama Kovet is only also in Rabbanon. But for the same reason, whereas Rav Netam holds that the Chachomim only answered the Dam that was squeezed out from the Kovet, but not the Dam, not the Kovet itself that was not Nimlach, that was Pirish Mimokim Lemokim. So the Teisves holds just, in other words, since the Chachomim did Asa Dama Kovet, so called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise Tikkun, so just as dam of any other part of the behemoth. So if it's pirish mimokim mimokim, so it's oser. So here damakovi that is pirish mimokim mimokim, so it's also oser. So mele, if he wasn't mileya the koveid, and he just cooked the koveid in a pot by itself, so then Teisve says the koveid itself is certainly oser. It could be oser midraisi, it could be oser midrabonon, depending what shite Teisve says, whether Teisve agrees with the basic premise of Rabbi Tamona. So, but anyway, Teisve shite is that in the case where the koveid was not nimlach, then if the, even if the koveid was cooked in a pot by itself, so the koveid itself is also. Maybe midraise, maybe midrabonon, that will depend upon the machlokes rishonim, whether dama koveid is also midraise, or the Torah was matter dama koveid. So, but the abaye of abaye has reference to the case, according to Teisve, where the koveid was nimlach, proper. So mimele, the koveid itself is mutar. The koveid itself is muta, but the shaili is, does it aser the other chatiches? In other words, any other chatiches bosor, if it was nimlach and it is cooked with other chatiches.